I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Jonathan Pryce plays Davis, the homeless old man taken in by a slightly odd young man named Aston in Pinter's The Caretaker. Davis is racist, smelly, talks nonstop, and yet is endearing.
He's completely horrible at times, but you can make him, if you have that kind of regard for him, you can make him quite lovable. And some of the comments range from, what a nasty piece of work, to he reminds me of my grandfather when he was old and senile, or even their father. You know, it's there's something universal about his behavior.
In the 1980s, Jonathan Pryce played the third character, Mick, the manic younger brother of Aston. Mick is both a bit of a bully and protective of his brother, and you get the sense he could snap at any time.
It wasn't a struggle playing Mick, but it's quite an elusive part, whereas Davis is, you can do what you like in a way. He's all things to all men, and he desires to be all things to all men.
Jonathan Pryce says he always wanted to play Davis, who is offered a job as a property caretaker by both brothers, as his allegiance swings between the two of them.
It's one of the joys of playing it, is that power struggle between the three of us. But that dynamic makes it a play that you can perform 8 times a week for months on end.
Pryce says even though The Caretaker delves into some very dark material, mental illness and fraught family relationships, it's also very funny.
You'll get an audience that starts off, who are onto it straight away and start off laughing at tiny little things early on in the play. And there are audiences who can sit in almost complete silence, but you know somehow you've got that ear on the audience that they are, it's a listening audience or it's a laughing audience.
He says that Pinter's use of humor highlights and deepens the darkness of the play. Harold Pinter's The Caretaker is at the Curran Theater through the 22nd of April. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.